Everybody, and welcome to Ramblecast After Dark, where Boston can swear a plenty, Nicholas can swear a plenty, and Jack can complain as normal.
I said ass.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Jack can complain. Are you just waking up, Jay? What's the deal over there?
What are you talking about?
Jack can complain as always.
Enthusiasm.
Did you overdose on Mentos again? Is it slower?
No.
That's what I'm saying, coming in slower over there?
Reaction from everyone's. I just have the guts to say it because they're afraid of you.
Who's afraid of me? Yes. I'm scary now?
Well, you know, you do, you'll cut everybody off. You'll mute us. It's bad.
I think Boston muted you the last time.
Now, speaking of Mentos, I had the Fleet Foxes concert Saturday.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Which was superb. And a group called Beach House opened up for them, which I have one record by them, but they're kind of more soundscape.
Did they come out drinking Coronas?
They should have.
Corona Lights.
But, Cliff had never been. I took Cliff because Cliff.
Man,
had,
you took Cliff. Man.
But, he knew neither of the bands. But he'd never been to the Hollywood Bowl. So I was like, oh, well, you're in for a treat. So we got there a little early so he could see it all and everything. And then, of course, it's California. So he's just constantly getting a contact high of Mentos. And
my kind of concert.
It really was, because I remember going like every other minute going, what's that?
It smells like Jack. Lexus.
It smells like Jack hugs.
My wife does complain. She goes, oh my God, you smell like pot. I go, what is pot? We can't say that's illegal, so you don't say that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Crazy wives.
So how's the concert? I've always wanted to see Fleet Foxes. It's been a favorite band of mine for a long time. It was good.
It was really good. I mean, they had to, because you have to be done by 11 at the Hollywood Bowl. So they had to cut off their encore.
No,
but it was good. Yeah. Like, they played maybe half the new record. I'd say they probably played half of each of the three records they had. They probably played half the songs of each record.
Okay. All right. That's good.
So it was good. And of course Cliff, he could not knowing any material. He doesn't know.
Wait, how did Jack join the video twice?
Yeah, we got some feedback there, Jack. Okay, so he'd perk up every now and go, "Ooh, I like that one," and I'd be like, "Oh, that's off the first record. Oh, that's off the second record." He's like, "Oh, okay."
Okay, so my favorite songs in order of favorite to least. Well, probably did they do Mykonos?
They did.
It's
funny because that's off the EP, yeah. And you could tell that like everyone kind of perked up in the audience when that one came on. I was like, oh, this is the one everybody knows.
Which is because that's off the EP. I guess that's one of their probably their big songs.
But yeah,
Blue Ridge Mountains is probably their biggest.
Blue Ridge. I don't know.
That was the first song I ever heard. It was on my local college radio station. It was Blue Ridge Mountains. I was like, God, it sounds great.
Well, it's funny because like how I heard of Fleet Foxes was sometime in the spring of 08. So when the EP was released, but not the first record yet, and it was on one of those like Mojo or Uncut samples that they put on the when you buy the magazine, and it was my Konos or whatever however you say it.
Mykonos.
Mykonos. It was on Mykonos.
The Greek island.
Right. Mykonos. So that was the sample song that was on that particular disc. I was like, oh, that sounds catchy. It kind of sounds like the Shins, and then And so I bought the EP, and then I bought the record later, and I was like, oh, this is a good band, and I just loved that first record so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, if people don't know Fleet Foxes, I would say, like, take harmonies of, like, the Beach Boys paired with kind of, like, a folksy band kind of thing.
Definitely.
But it's they're really good. Yeah,
I like Tiger Hill Peasant Song a lot. Yeah. I like... I can't remember the name of the title of it. I was
fine. Okay, I was like, that's my second favorite song is
Winter Hymnal.
White Winter Hymnal.
One. Yeah. I remember Cliff, because like that's not really a song you really listen to the lyrics of. It's just because it's got a nice song cycle to it. Mm-hmm. And then Cliff looks at me and goes, that's kind of a messed up song, man. Yeah. I was like, what? And he goes, did the kid die in the snow? And I'm like, I never really thought about that way, Cliff. Yeah.
Falling in the snow.
Was it yellow snow?
Well, it's because the last the last thing you hear is like you hear like, because like the purpose of the song is he's like watching over kids as they're walking through snow, and then one of them, like kids do, they runs off from the group and he falls, and then that's the lyric is like, you know, and then the blood turned red in the snow like strawberries in the summertime or something like that. And it's like, oh crap, he cracked his head open, like, you know, so.
Strawberries in the summertime. It's just it's a good track. It's the second track off the first album.
That sounds like a good one.
It is a good one, Jack.
The kid dies. Yeah,
we don't necessarily know that. You know,
well, he's cracked his head open and he's bleeding.
When I listen to it, I think of it as he's busted his nose and his nose is bleeding. That's how I
could be that too. Yeah, you don't know.
I didn't go full brains coming out of this. I just maybe he fell, busted his nose or chin or something.
Nobody could find him.
That would be it. We talked about that last week on the Ramblecast.
But nobody could find him.
But I will say it was fun hanging out with you and Cliff last week. I miss you guys. I know we always say you need to move back to North Carolina, so just move back to North Carolina.
Yeah, I miss you guys. But
you never
too.
Know. You never know. You know, I always look for jobs in East Tennessee or Western North Carolina or even North Carolina as a whole. Because, I mean, Raleigh has a lot of good tech jobs. So
yeah, if we get Amazon, whew, watch out.
Are we getting Amazon?
It's considered one of the cities that's kind of in the running. So
we're getting Charlotte, one, and the next time over, they're putting a facility in. And it's being built right now as we speak.
Yeah, this is supposed to be the next, like, headquarters or whatever, the second headquarters. So it's going to be, like, 50,000 jobs with a median income of 100 grand a year. Like,
yeah, it ain't going to be that. It's going to be a bunch of people packing boxes.
So it's everybody, even San Diego. San Diego's making a play for it. So,
well, like, the people in San Diego want them to come there, then also build a stadium. Can we talk about Amazon and their packing boxes?
Sure.
Can I go there and tell them you don't have to put this little phone in a 20 by 20 by 20 box? I mean, everything I get from Amazon seems like they just shove this little tiny thing into the biggest box. Am I the only one that sees that?
No.
Doesn't happen to me.
Sometimes they do that. Sometimes it'll be like a box that's just kind of weird. It's too big or whatever. But it's probably just because that's what they have around, and they're not going to like custom make a box. It's going to be it's about speed. That's what she said.
I worked in the packing industry for years.
And I don't know what Jack did, but his volume's low again. He fixed it. It's not low. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
do we have the chat?
Can you please get high?
Is that better?
Louder. I wouldn't say it's better.
Better, louder, good.
That's better, yes.
Yeah, Dennis says Jack's volume is low. Yeah.
Oh, the heck with Dennis.
Very low, JP says.
Heck with JP. Is that better? Am I louder?
You are louder.
You're getting there. I'll just scream.
Manny, Jack is very low.
It doesn't take that much. It's not that much trouble to reshape a box.
I think they're saying you're so low, you should probably get high.
Jack will get high. So, can you hear me now?
Good.
That's good. I can't tell. I can't hear myself.
Well, he's working for Sprint now, Jack. So.
That's true.
A little bit louder now. A little bit louder now.
Hey, so these things are fucking awesome.
Triscuits for everyone out there.
So can you use those on Amazon?
I don't know. I use my first F-bomb for Triscuits because these things are a freaking godsend.
You're moving them around. We can't see. Balsamic vinegar.
The Triscuits, balsamic vinegar and basil.
I'm not a fan of the
balsamic vinegar and basil. They're delicious.
I will also recommend the rose. It's like rosemary and olive oil, or
yeah, rosemary. They have dill, something or other.
I didn't like the dill one so much. I remember somebody gave me some dill ones and didn't tell me they were dill, and I'm sitting there like eating with all like sausage and cheese.
I thought you pickle man would love the dill.
I didn't like the dill. No, I do love pickles. That's for sure.
I will confirm. I went to Nick's house and there was like 3 empty jars of pickles in his trash. I saw it.
you should have opened the fridge and seen how many are in there.
What do you like? Chow down a jar of pickles a day?
No, it's just like I have different kinds. Like I have the big green ones, like movie style ones, you know, that you'd get, and then I have like spicy ones, and then I have colossal white ones.
Movie style.
Have you never? Oh, I guess maybe that's not a thing where you guys are. Like growing up, you always had
popcorn.
Yeah, you had popcorn. Like in my place, you had and growing up. You had candy, you had popcorn, you had nachos, and you had pickles. And it was like the big jar just full.
Is it like a fair pickle? You know, like a big pickle?
Like, yeah, like a like big fair pickle. Yeah, like a fair pickle.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you want to sit in the seat after someone's been gnawing on a pickle during the whole movie.
Can I have some of your pickle?
Yeah, sure. You want to get?
Do you cut a hole in the popcorn bag?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the movie pickle. That's what you cut. Say to the attendant. You
movie
say,
pickle.
Can I have a bucket of popcorn and a movie pickle?
It's got a hole right in there.
It's for the movie pickle.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one because our faces all were like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Jackie Logan.
What the fuck is he talking about? What's a movie pickle?
Yeah, well, no.
Anyways, so Jack, you were like, let me start with a story, and we're now 20 minutes in. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I got screwed. Well, you know, yesterday was NFL football and a lot of big things going on.
I can't hear you still. Like, Nick cracking open that drink was louder than you are.
Better?
Yeah, it's all right.
Better good?
Yes.
Just speaking to the mic like you're speaking to Spanos.
Fuck you, Spanos!
I heard that.
Was it? I can't remember who said it now on one of our Facebook posts.
Is that better?
Yeah, but Jack, they're just
It's like the same volume of Jack yelling the same things for like 10 minutes. Is this better? Okay, hang on.
Is this better?
There we go. Is this better?
Talk normal so we know how it sounds when you talk.
Let me pull this in.
Is this better?
How about this? Is this better?
A little to the left. A little to the right.
Is this better?
Oh, I got it. Hang on. Oh, let me flip this switch. Okay. Is this better? Screw you guys. Fuck Dean Spanos.
Gators eat boogers.
Is this better?
Mandy,
yeah, that actually is better.
Is That's it better? Better? All right. All right. Anyway, so yesterday was NFL football, you know, and I'm big, you know, I can't believe my team came back in the last few seconds of the game.
Your New England Patriots.
My New England Patriots. Fuck the rest of you fans, you Tom Brady haters, you Bill Belichick haters. I got 6 rings. My team came back to win the game. It's amazing. I mean, sure, Houston got screwed over with that holding call that was originally called and then taken away. And you know, but they, you know what? They played to lose. Us Patriots play to win. So fuck the rest of you. Go Patriots.
So Patriots are your rebound? Is that?
They're my new team. Fuck it.
Oh, okay.
Right. God, you really sunk pretty low, Jack.
I'm just kidding. Fuck it. I just was watching the game going.
That's like the Patriots are that, you know, what's that movie, The Sure Thing? It's like you're just going with them because you know they'll get you a championship real easy. You don't have to really work hard for it.
The worst thing about the Patriots, not their loyal fan, it's the ones that you all of a sudden you follow them on Facebook and you've never heard them mention the Patriots before. My team won. You're like going, who's your fucking team? And you go, oh, the Patriots. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
You'll be a Yankees fan.
I remember when I was 5, I used to do the same thing. That's okay.
And you had a football team in your town?
Oh.
Here in Raleigh? No, we don't have a football team in our town.
No, when you were 5, Jack.
Actually, we did have one when I was, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the. That's
yeah, the fuck off.
The Mentos is slow. It's Jack's quit.
I couldn't hear him. He's sipping beer and eating Triscuits. Hey, but I do have apple Oreos. Apple pie Oreo.
Yes, thank you for ordering on janejack.com/Amazon them for everybody else. So thank you for that.
Uh-huh. Thank you for buying them at Target for yourself. I saw the cart behind that picture.
Well, to be fair... All right, I'm gonna try this. I didn't even think about doing it. I just saw him and I go, hey, I gotta try this.
So it's good now you don't think about us when you're coming with great ideas.
Hey,
go to jjack.com/target. It may not work.
Hold on a second, fuckheads. I send you guys stuff all the time and ignore it. I mean, I get Chris,
Well, I just scrolled through it today, and I won't have time.
Oh, fuck off, man. Well, yeah, because I looked at my phone yesterday, and I felt like it was like I thought Tim was back. Like it was just like line after line after line after line after line after line.
I'll respond to you, okay? I feel like I'm talking to Jay. All right, so this is the apple pie Oreo. It's the I don't know what the outside is. I guess it's the crust. All right, I'm gonna give it a shot here.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, apple pie Oreos apparently make you sound very quiet.
I'm gonna pass.
Dude, the worst really? Part is you got like 89 more cookies in that package.
Zach's coming over on Thursday.
That's great. Give him young diabetes.
okay, it's not that bad. Initial taste was bad, but yeah.
Well, it's like those Peeps, you know, the ones that we tried back in what April. Those were god awful.
Which Peeps?
Yeah, we tried the Oreo Peeps on here.
Oh,
a while back.
Must have been when I was no Jay Simpsoning the crap out of this show.
Those are horrible.
Not bad.
My favorite ones are in the fall season are the Oreo candy apples or caramel apple. Those are
they don't have a pumpkin spice jam.
And the caramel apple Twizzlers. So it's like the green Twizzlers with the caramel filling. Woo!
Caramel.
So good. So good.
Caramel.
Same way. Caribbean, caramel. Caribbean.
Nope. It's absolutely two different things.
One is a ride in which you go see pirates on a track, and the
one
other
is spelled
is
in a way that you could say Caribbean or Caribbean. One is spelled a way that it's caramel.
Okay. It's not C A R M E L. It's caramel.
Is it?
Yes.
No, caramel.
It's not caramel. It's C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
Hold on a second.
In San Diego, they have Mount Carmel, right?
Yes, because that's C-A-R-M-E-L.
And that's why everybody says caramel.
Yeah, but the...
I stand corrected.
Exactly correct. Wow.
Here we go.
A guy from Boston admitting he was wrong.
Spouting truths and then researching to see if they're true or not.
I don't stand for anything.
However, Wikipedia does state that caramel has... two different pronunciations. Weird. Yeah. Caramel or caramel.
Exactly. Yeah. So we don't have to push our views on anybody. If I want to say caramel, I'll say caramel.
Is Jack saying something I can't hear?
Shut up!
Do you like cook your onions and caramelize them?
Then that's caramelized. That's well known. That's the correct pronunciation.
I like raw onions. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's like for example, Jay and I had a discussion a couple years ago about how do you say the word? Is it Appalachian or Appalachia? Because Jay was all about it's Appalachian, and I had to
well,
say, like,
I say Appalachian, Appalachian. Yeah.
Actually, that's what I say also.
But like,
the locals call it Appalachian, so that's I guess what you have to.
I don't.
Right. Well, what I was saying was that, you know, it's the Appalachian Mountains, but the culture is Appalachia. So, like, when you're referring to, like, yes, the Appalachian culture, you don't say it's the Appalachian culture. It's the Appalachian.
Is it Appalachian State or Appalachian State?
Or is it App State?
Yeah, we call it Appy State. Is what Appy we call State? It.
You just call it not the Rockies.
Well, in all fairness, the Appalachian Mountains used to be like the tallest mountains in the world. They're really old.
So they're really old. They're one of the oldest mountain chains. Yeah.
So they're sagging.
Yeah. They've
well, erosion's like worn them down. The earth has settled.
Time, you know, it all erodes everything, Jack. You know, like you used to have hair.
Way to go, people. Way to destroy that Appalachian mountain.
It's actually why you don't have many earthquakes on the East Coast. The Earth is so much older on the East Coast versus the West Coast. West Coast is relatively baby.
So it's just tired on the East Coast.
No, just its movement is kind of in the past.
We're not moving. We're older.
And that's why an earthquake on the East Coast, you'll feel it like throughout all of the East Coast because the Earth is so, you know, rigid and non-moving.
Huh.
Well, most of the middle of America was water, you know, up until I don't know how many millions of years ago. But then, you know, the Rockies are plates that got, I don't want to get too scientific, but, you know, plates got.
Yeah, you already put us to sleep, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Hey, I can't help it. I, you know, like science.
You know, there used to be water in the Midwest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jack, I'm sorry, I can't hear you, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
This joke's going to be great throughout this show.
See, look, he thought something was funny. I saw him smile.
I haven't smiled this whole podcast, so fuck off.
That's when Jack quit the podcast.
I can only take so much.
He took his mic and went home. Wait, he was already home.
Screw you guys. I'm going.
I'm going to take my mic and go into my Lexus.
You don't need one. It has a built-in mic.
So anyway, if you guys get, I'll tell a story if you guys don't have any. So I got
just a couple comments from the videos and then we'll get back to it. JP said, JP said, for me, it's Camel. NJ folk don't pronounce their R's.
NJ folks don't pronounce a lot of things.
David Gott says, Jack, can you hear me now? Matt Tri says Carmel versus Caramel. All
right, Matt,
Jack is way down again.
How down am I?
Oh man,
this is the Ramblecast After Dark drinking game. How many times do people in the chat make mention of Jack's volume?
Matt says, "Is Boston shooting an '80s music video with all that smoke?"
Plus, you can't sit still. What are you on?
I was itching my leg, man.
That's how you itch your leg.
So there's not Mentos in his vaporizer. It's cocaine. Cocaine, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's cocaine's a hell of a drug.
In fairness, I have not vaporized Mentos in the production of any of our podcasts.
Proud of you. Proud of you, Boston. Yeah, I don't care. You can do whatever you want. Clark?
Jack actually, I believe, has probably consumed more THC than I have in the past month.
Maybe. I have my $20 worth I've had for almost a month. I had to do it the other day. It was so much pain. I had to do
takes,
it.
It takes a little tokes. So at my toy show this weekend, I picked up this bad boy. This.
Wow.
Can Nick tell his story? Because that's really stupid.
But it actually has a recorder as well. So we could do a special retro podcast and,
heck yeah.
But I was like, I saw this. I was like, I got to get this. A take along? A Master of the Universe take along?
Does it have a Master of the Universe soundtrack tape in it?
It does. It has a story. Awesome. It has Master of the Universe Skeletor's Revenge.
Revenge, yeah. I think that's the vinyl record I had that I showed you.
Yeah.
Back forever ago.
But it still works. It takes 6C batteries. That's right. 6C batteries to run.
That's great.
They last like 2 hours.
Exactly. Like I started, the tape started to slow down after like 5 minutes. I was like, damn, this is not, the '80s were not as energy efficient as,
what if that bad boy sent you back?
This was $20. I was like, 20 bucks. I'm in.
That's probably more than it cost when it's brand new.
Probably. Adjusted for inflation, I got it. It was a steal of a deal.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. You didn't have one of those when you were a kid, right?
I had a version of this. I didn't have Teddy Ruxpin. I had, like, the Mickey Mouse. I had a knockoff Teddy Ruxpin, and then later I got, like, the Mickey Mouse Teddy Ruxpin. Those were my two storytellers. Mm-hmm. But it was Bingo. It was the knockoff Teddy Ruxpin named Bingo.
Bingo was his name.
Anyways, was somebody going to tell a story?
JP said he had one of those.
How come I'm not seeing the chat?
Do you have it open?
Yeah, do you have it?
I have it open. Am I on an old one? Let's see. Nope.
Okay. So anyway.
JP says turn up the volume to 3 on the tape so it's louder than Jack.
Go scratch your leg.
Sorry, Nick, go ahead.
No, it's just, yeah. So, you know, like one of the benefits of moving to back to North Carolina or Tennessee would be that maybe there'd be some normal people to date. So I'm at the Fleet Foxes show, and one of the other dating apps I have is called Happn, which is HAPPN, and it's a proximity dating app. So anyone who comes within so many feet of you, it's like, hey, you walked by this person.
Mm-hmm.
And it popped up, and I was like, oh, she's good looking. And when I hit like her, she'd already had liked me. So I'm like, sweet, you know. And so yesterday for a little while and today at work, we were like texting back and forth. She's like, I was like, what did she ask me? She's like, something just normal. And I was like, well, if anything else, I know you have good taste in music. And she's like, yeah, that's what I thought too. And like, we were all like clicking, you know, we're talking about music groups we like, things like that. Well, today it was a little bit more of like, well, you know, my name's this. And, you know, if you're free this week, let's go grab dinner. And then she's like, oh, like, I think we should talk a little bit more first. I'm more conservative. I was like, hey, at least you're smart, you know, and like, it's going good though. So I'm like, okay, no big deal. Then all of a sudden she goes, just so you know, I don't ever want to have kids. I'm like, well, okay, I haven't met you yet. It's a bit heavy for
Laying it on the line.
It was.
Hey, man, there are some things you got to square away before you sit down and have a good steak dinner.
No. It's for a good pork chop, yeah. So, you know, no, I didn't
actually. Time out. What if it was, like you're suggesting steak place, like, just so you know, I get pork chops when I go to steak places.
Yeah, and I get a medium rare.
You cancel the date immediately.
Yeah.
Like, so,
could you imagine if Jack was punking him this entire time and he signed up for like coffee meets bagel and meets up with Nick just to take him to Ruth's Chris to experience a pork chop? Jack, get on that.
I know this great
catfish Mexican for pork chops.
I know this great Mexican place, but it has killer lasagna.
Man, you got to go to Alberto's and get that chicken sandwich. Better than Chick-fil-A's.
Mm-hmm.
I got the sickest Italian sub over at that Chinese food place on the street. It's amazing. Lee's Kitchen. Unbelievable capricola. Let me tell you.
It's the best, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You come out here, I'll take you. It's amazing.
Get that Italian sandwich with the guacamole. It's awesome. So
you know what, you know what's funny? So like, you know on Facebook,
none of this.
It asks you like to provide edits for places that you've been to. So every once in a while I keep getting it pops up in my feed to give edits for what's the Italian place that we went to in Raleigh?
Casa Carbone.
Yeah. It comes up all the time asking me, well, how would you classify this restaurant? Like, what type of food? I'm totally going to suggest it's a Chinese food restaurant just to pay an homage to you, Jack.
I've decided that I'm no longer taking Jay, Chris, and Nick to.
Oh, wow. We got upgraded. We were still in the running, Nick.
I'll take JP and. Whoever else is in the chat, I'll take them to.
You're going to take the dude who ordered a steak at the Waffle House to go to Ruth's Chris?
Yeah, hold on. Honestly, like that, if there is an appropriate pairing, it would be the two of them.
So JP got
steak at the Waffle House.
You three guys kiss my ass. I'll take Dan the serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
JP, and we'll figure out someone else.
He might even. You know, Dan might even provide the meat.
Okay, that was funny.
Did anybody, was it on our patrons group or was it on the normal Facebook group of him with the black and white with the knife? I mean,
it was patrons.
That was awesome.
That patrons only, so. I mean, that's watching this is part, it's part of the patron group. I think it's $5 or more. So if you're part of the patrons Facebook group, you gotta check out Dan's either.
I don't think he was. You look at some of the places he went. He's in Utah this week.
Yeah, he's in Utah. He's in good spots.
I mean, they're like middle of. I mean, he was where Hell on Wheels, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So he's in the middle of nowhere. Just saying.
Well, speaking of Utah, I don't understand it, man. That dude is perpetually on an adventure.
I said today, I think he just stays at home and just photoshops everything. Because there's no way you can travel that fast. There's no way.
He drives everywhere.
I know, but there's no way. There's no.
I will say I'll be in Utah next week, Salt Lake City. So I'm going to Park City where the Sundance Festival happens. So it should be fun.
How long are you there for?
A week. And then I'll be in California again after that.
We're gonna mess that on you on this whole podcast thing.
When are you going? Park City
next week.
Okay, so they probably won't any snow yet, but.
No, and Park honestly, City. it's beautiful even without snow. So
he has I've been once.
Where Dan's at, there's snow.
Well, yeah, but there's like that's great thing about Utah is it's a diverse, you know, biosphere.
So anyway, but like just to finish off my story really quick. So I mean that wasn't a deal breaker or anything. He's like, oh, okay. I was like, well, you'd be surprised. You know, people might surprise you. It's no big deal. And then she like a few minutes later, she's like, so are you religious? I'm like, damn. I was like, you are breaking out the like heavy duty questions, you know. And so like I kind of get into that a little bit, you know, about like who I am. And then I'm like, then she goes, because I'm a witch. And I just kind of.
I'm a warlock. Wait, not even like Wiccan. She's like not talking about that. No, just like straight up, I'm a witch.
I'm a witch, and I'm like, okay, interesting.
Myth. So you need to go on a reconnaissance mission. This is actually
a great podcast.
You need to pull this off. Like you need to go on a dinner with her. You need to at least see what type of meal she's going to sacrifice for you.
Exactly. You know what? Show up, picking her up in a broom on a broom
on a broom. But yeah,
so go on.
I just kind of like, what do you go from there? I'm like, that's interesting. And so she's like, I'm really into crystals and spells and all these. Like, I'm like,
how about Himalayan salt lamps?
Oh, yeah, that's true. She sank the Titanic. That's what I heard.
So is this a deal breaker? Are you done?
Yeah. So are you still having conversation? I don't think that's a deal breaker.
No, it's not necessarily a deal breaker because like she does seem interesting for sure. Because I told her, I was like, oh, okay, I still want to meet you just because I just want to see if she's batshit crazy.
Holy shit.
What?
You need to, I want to hear about this.
Yeah.
You need to go on a date with her.
Yeah, because I'm feeling maybe she's a witch in the streets, but a freak in the bed.
You know maybe. You know, maybe.
Get a bucket of water, throw it on her. If she doesn't dissolve, you say liar.
I'm missing. Okay. Yeah, we'll see.
Nick, your new nickname is Dick York, by the way.
Dick York?
Or Dick Sargent.
Dick Sargent. Sargent York.
Sergeant Dick.
Did you let her near your ruby slippers? I don't have ruby slippers there, JP.
C. Drake says, Nicholas Dunn needs a body cam to record this. I second that.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Can we get one on janejack.com/Amazon? Because we need to.
I'm sure we can.
We can do that awesome 2-day shipping from Amazon Prime.
It'll come in a big old box.
Fuck it. We should just do a podcast from your date.
Yeah.
How long are you suggesting that? You know what?
When's your date? Because I will be in the LA area in.
No, we haven't arranged the date. We haven't arranged the date yet. Yeah. Remember, I told you she was like, oh, we should talk a little bit more before we meet. And I'm like, I'm not sure. Now I thought that was being cautious. Maybe it's just because she was like, I need to let all my craziness out of the box first.
She's a responsible witch. She wants to make sure she's setting the right expectations.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe she's just, you know, making the voodoo doll. You know,
what I'm saying, when the first date happens and she like cuts off a lock of your hair, be concerned.
Burns it on the candle there between us.
Could never happen to me. Beat you guys to it.
You still have side hair. You have the horseshoe, Jack. So you still have.
That's true.
Even though you kind of shave it, you kind of gave up on having the appearance of hair. At least when he had the horseshoe, if he was wearing a hat, he could pull off that. Hey, maybe he has hair. Maybe he doesn't.
So it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, that's a little like, scraggly. Yeah. That's kind of. But you had it. You used to have it trimmed.
No, there's an episode where he's. You have to see it because it's hilarious.
Oh. Well, it's like it's like the photo came up of you and Jay and Michael Emerson, you know, the other day on Facebook and. Granted, it was 7 years ago, but I was like, wow, look at Jack. He's got hair and he's tan. You
know? Well, Jack doesn't tell you that's a spray tan. He got a spray
tan.
And it's not a spray tan. It's a fake. It's a fake tan, though.
He went to the tanning bed for like 7 months.
I sat in the sun, but I also was going to the tanning bed because it felt good. I had after the appearance, I had shoulder surgery and the heat.
Yes, because sitting on a tanning bed where there is no heat, that you don't get hot on a tanning bed. But okay,
what tanning beds have you gone to? Oh, I'm sorry, vampire, none.
No, actually, I did. I did before my date with Colleen. I was self-conscious about
you. You a tan?
I did a tanning bed for like the month up to our first date in Comic-Con.
I couldn't let her see me white.
And then he went back before I realized that. Yeah, that was back when I was like trying to impress her. Now I'm just like, whatever. Take me as I am. We're married.
A skin.
I was at my skinniest too. I was only like 165 pounds then. Like I really let myself go.
Just a little bit.
Or a lot of it.
But in all fairness, so,
Amy in the chat wants to know if Jack, did you go commando in the tanning bed?
I did not, no.
Yeah, the thong on.
I had it on backwards.
The sock. Yeah.
I did not go commando in the tanning bed. I did not.
But yeah, and then that's when Jack had his little, you know, his like really short goatee. Yeah, like a really like.
But he looked sharp. Yeah.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked handsome.
Now I look like I'm dying, but that's okay.
And you've just given up now. You wear like really big t-shirts.
Got the AARP card and
sits at home and just.
I do.
Takes Mentos all day.
Mm-hmm. That's a people out there like going, they're jealous because that's a cool life.
He's like the those ridiculous dare ads when we were kids, just that stoner is just like wasting away.
No, you gotta watch the movie Reefer Madness.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've seen that.
I don't care, man.
I don't care.
Get out of my lawn! Hey, I heard Jack. Did you guys hear that?
Well, David Gott says, sit at home has no volume.
Nice.
Nobody likes David Gott. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. You know, David, you were next up for the pork chop. Now you can kiss my ass.
Oh man. Excited for our Halloween party that's coming up the 28th. We're doing a Halloween party and then an ending with a Stranger Things viewing party. So
I absolutely can't wait for it.
You got your costume all picked out?
Well, this is what's nice is since it's a Stranger Things viewing party, I can wear my Ghostbusters outfit because Ghostbusters.
Does it still fit?
Yes, it still fits.
But you know, what you should totally do though is have an upside down themed party.
So that's what we're thinking. Like maybe doing like an upside down room or something, but that's, I don't want doing the whole house.
Yeah, but just dark. Like
different themed areas.
Hey, do you have just like orange and black lights? There's a setting for that, or you have to buy those separately?
No, I can just change the colors of my lights.
There you go. Orange and black. That'd be like hollow, or like red.
Jay's going to dress up as 11.
Who said that?
See, Drake.
Be nice. All night long.
I'm trying to figure out a way to dress up as what's her name?
Winona Ryder?
No.
Yeah, just go to Target again and steal a bunch of clothes.
The one that disappears.
Disappears? Die. You mean 11?
Not 11. She dies. What's her name?
Oh, Barb.
Barb.
Spoiler alert.
Trying to come as Barb.
And also, speaking of Stranger Things, Jack and I, along with Mike Bloom, are starting a Stranger Things podcast.
Ooh. I know. I met Mike Bloom.
Oh, I thought you guys already recorded it. Like, we were supposed to record an episode last week.
We did like a intro show, which hopefully the feed's getting made. I'll probably check in with Colleen about that. But excited to do that one. We'll be doing season one Stranger Things starting next week, and then doing two episodes of podcasts, and then running into season two once that premieres at the end of
October. Premieres on October 28th, right?
27th. Well, I think like midnight on the 27th or whatever.
I think David makes a really good point here that I would love to go to Jay's Halloween party, but he would probably make everyone leave after an hour. Got to keep it on time. Yeah.
I got to go get some sleep.
Yeah. No, but there is a certain point in the party where like, okay, you need to go. Like it's you're lingering now. Let's go. There's always that one person that's at a party that's just kind of like hanging around.
Hey, I'm a lingerer because that's when the freaky stuff happens or when the Mentos get broke out. It's like, hey.
Well, at our last podcasting get together, the late hours, I think it was that was the Titanic conspiracy theory discussion. Right, Boston, were you part of that? I was just like, you guys are effing weird. I'm just gonna play.
Well, that conversation had like three different parts. So part of it happened early in the evening, and then it continued later on.
I'm just gonna say this, guys. The serial killer is in the chat.
Oh boy.
Oh. So be careful what you say.
Whatever, dude. You got a witch friend now. You got protection.
Oh my God, he's right. This is it. Yeah, this is his hex. You give a hex curse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sacrifice a lamb. Smear the blood on his door. He's good to go.
Sacrifice of pork chop.
Yeah. So JP says in the chat, Jay, that last night around 2 a.m., I could tell that you wanted us out.
No, I didn't. You guys are fine. You guys are fine.
When you opened up the door and said, "Get out!"
Did somebody call an Uber? Yeah, I did. Six of them. Here they are. Pick them up.
No, there's those times
but the Uber, Jamie has to move his car first when anyone can get out.
Yep.
Oh, Jamie.
There's those times I have to indulge my wife's pure extrovertism or extroversion. Yeah. And just like whatever, I know she's gonna talk until she like passes out. So just go.
But that's what I was about to say. Like that's one of the interesting things about Colleen is like when you've been at a long party and everyone's kind of winding down, she'll be that person that all of a sudden throws out like a "What the fuck?" You know, because like, there'll be a comment, and you're like, "This just got interesting." Or maybe I'm just really tired. I don't know. It could. You know,
Yeah, I don't. She like again because like pure extroversion is like the people that are pure extroverts are the people that like get energy from social interactions. Mm. She can just keep going, and that's the difference between us in a relationship. Is like at the party, it's like 9 o'clock. I'm like, all right, we've been here for like 5 hours. Let's go home. And she's like, no, let's go. Let's keep going. And then it's like 10 o'clock. I'm like, okay, Colleen, we're the last people here at the house. Let's go. It's like okay, I'm just gonna finish this conversation. 10:30. All right, we're going. Let's go. It's like, oh, no. Like, they're cleaning up everything. Don't you get the signs that they want us to go home?
They went to bed.
They're like doing the, okay, well, we're gonna get ready for bed.
I'm gonna go early.
No, but let me tell you what this story I read about the Titanic.
No, we won't believe it. Ago.
Right.
Colleen, yeah. I believe, is in the chat.
Maybe. I've told this story to her face, so I'm not.
I would still get in trouble, but whatever. Fuck you, Nick, by now.
She said she was scrapbooking, so.
She's going to cut into the feed at any given moment.
Scrapbooking? Really?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if she's scrapbooking now that I think about it. I don't remember what she's. But anyway. Okay.
Did you guys catch the aired last night and it's now available on CBS All Access, the new Star Trek TV show?
No, I've heard good things about it.
Yeah. So I checked it out this morning. It's the new student. I was actually looking forward to this. I was like, there's like 87 Star Trek shows. I didn't never got like into any of them since the Next Generation. And you know, I enjoy that whole movie verse or whatever you want to call it in that universe. And I was like, I want to check this out. So I'm going to start from the beginning. David Gott says Star Trek was so bad.
Yeah, I heard that.
I disagree. I actually quite enjoyed it. If for those who haven't heard about it yet, it does star the former star of The Walking Dead. Spoiler alert: Sonequa Martin-Green. She is I don't want to spoil The Walking Dead for those who maybe not have caught up. But she is stars as her name is Michael Burnham, which I thought was interesting. That's one of the most well-known names in the show. And then I didn't even realize this, but I was watching, you know, like this season on whatever on Star Trek. It showed Rainn Wilson, who's going to be in the show.
What?
Yeah.
Dwight.
Dwight is in the show, which I thought was kind of interesting. So they have...
I just picture him as Dwight on the instructor.
Yeah, I know, right? So I watched the first few episodes, and it was pretty fun. What was interesting about it, and who knows if this is going to change as the season goes, but the first two episodes, or at least the first episode, was actually aired on CBS proper, so you actually could watch it live on television. And the remainder of the season is going to be exclusive to the CBS Access streaming app.
And that's what's ticking a lot of people off.
Yeah, ticking a lot of people off. But the question is, do you think or do we know if that is going to have any effect on the production quality?
I don't know. I subscribe to CBS All Access mainly because we don't have TV, and that's the best way for us to watch Survivor live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only like $4.99 a month. It's not, compared to the others, pretty cheap.
I thought it was $5.99 a month.
I'm pretty sure it's $4.99.
I thought it was
Not totally
more for you because you eat pork chops at a steak restaurant, but No, it's I intend to watch it. I was a big TNG fan. And I was a big Voyager fan. I never liked Deep Space Nine. But yeah, so I intend to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it was worth a shot. Like it got to the point where like they did a nice job in kind of like not wrapping up the plot lines enough to kind of keep you going into the next episode. So after the first episode, I was like, oh man, I need to watch the second one. And at the end of the second one, I was like, oh damn it, I need to wait until this releases.
I haven't seen it, but I'm gonna say the production quality probably will be as good as normal TV because they're trying to get people to go to that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the interesting things is, and again, I don't have any knowledge of Deep Space Nine or what's the other one? Voyager.
Voyager.
But I felt like the production quality was much more aligned with the newer Star Trek movies in the sense of how it was shot and like kind of all that.
Was there a lot of lens flare?
There were no lens flares that I picked up on.
David Gott makes a good point. Dune is better than Star Trek.
Whoa!
Wow!
David, not a fan of Star Trek.
I know. David loves stirring a good debate, but that's dangerous. That's dangerous territory.
But I know my wife watched the Good Fight, which was a spinoff of The Good Wife, and I watched some of it. It had big name stars on there from one of the previous show, so they didn't cut back on that. So I don't know. I think if that's the direction the TV is going to go.
I'm concerned though because like with Disney pulling out of Netflix, which isn't always the best birth control method, but they're going to pull out of Netflix.
I was thinking
the same thing. I go, that's
it's after dark.
No, it's
but the concern is like every studio will just have their own thing, and then we're all just paying like $10 here, $10 there, and then
that's what's going to
we're
happen.
Just as expensive as
that's
as
what's going to happen.
Or you find other means.
But, you know, that's where it sucks because I try to, you know, since I was in a band when I was like 19, I've tried to pay for media content. So whether it's iTunes or Netflix or whatever, I don't like using Uncle Nefarious. And I don't judge anybody that does. Like, it was just for me.
He's judging, Chris.
No, I honestly don't. Like, I don't hold it against anybody else, but as a content creator, like I want to support other content creators and give to them.
If you want to get an Amazon Fire Stick, just go down to jandjack.com/Amazon and make your purchase there.
Yeah, because what is it? What's the thing that everybody uses on Amazon Fire Stick?
I don't know.
The Chubby or Charlie or something with a C.
The Chubby?
No, it's Chubby. Some kind of thing.
This is a different kind of Fire Stick.
It may or may not be something that rhymes with Cody.
Okay.
It's Cody.
So I've never done that because again I try to support content creators. So but if Absolutely. It gets to the point where it's so expensive, I'm just not gonna consume it. You know, I'm not gonna
you go girl.
The thing that kind of pisses me off about it a little bit and It's going to drive this will drive people who would normally watch it on CBS to do things like that. Is like you're taking away like in a time in which many people are cutting the cord, yet they're remaining true to their major broadcast stations by going out purchasing hardware for like a digital antenna. Digital antennas can give you an incredible amount of channels, and if you can filter that down to your media source in your living room, there's different ways of having that be accessible and still get what the FCC regards as free. But the move from CBS of saying, okay, here, we're going to air this over the public airwaves, and then fuck you, we're going to pull it back, now you have to pay for it. It's just a stranglehold on those who are trying to cut the cord. So I hope this isn't necessarily
is part of the problem that we don't watch commercials anymore.
I mean, it absolutely is.
I mean Chris just freaked out, but that if I'm you know, like I said, if I own CBS and people are saying fuck you, I'm just going to fast forward through the commercials, I got to find other means to stay in business. And that's
they absolutely have to. I mean, the DVR killed that stream.
Unless you use product placement, Chris, can we get rid of Chris? It's really freaking me out. His still.
Oh yeah, he froze up. Yeah. I love that image though.
You know what's funny is like him being frozen right now, not saying anything, is still louder than Jack in this podcast.
So anyway, I can understand. I think it's a good move. If from a business standpoint, it's a good move by CBS.
I don't fault them for it. You know,
they're the number one network. And they can push shows.
Well, they're the number one network because I think they cheat we were talking about that when we were in LA in Hollywood because they had a big sign for the Sheldon show, the spinoff, I guess, of Big Bang Theory.
Right.
Where it's like this show's going to be a really crappy show, and it's still going to be like number one in America or some crap like that. It's just like so much of CBS shows are just like big piles of steaming TV crap, but somehow they're like the top eight of the top 10 shows on TV are on CBS. So they're somehow gaming the system right, but whatever.
It's whatever works, right? But that's the direction we're going. I mean, I very rarely, I mean, we have the whole package thing here because, well, they gave it to us basically for free. But I have Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix. And that's how I watch. Oh, speaking of which, if you have Hulu and you weren't caught up on the TV show Atlanta, watch it. It's excellent.
I need to watch that. I'm a big Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino fan.
Which one's Gambino? Is he the one who plays Paperboy?
No, he was the Donald Glover's from Community. And
no, I know Donald Glover.
So that's Childish Gambino. Childish Gambino is Gambino is Donald Glover's alternate ego when he does music.
Okay, either way. But there's another guy. The other guy on the show has these deadpan looks that are so fucking funny. But it's the second episode sold me because it was so funny. But it's like a dramedy. But if you haven't seen it, it is. It's a really good show. The only reason I watched it because he won the Emmy for Best Director.
Yep.
And I go, all right, I'm going to watch this show. And I've through six episodes so far. And I got, four more to go? Five more?
You talking about the Young Shelton? Young Shelton?
No.
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Oh.
Whatever show.
You're such a dick.
Well, that's where... I love Donald Glover. I mean, just talk about. He's Hulu? Only 33.
You have Hulu, right?
Huh?
You have Hulu?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I knew it was on FX. I didn't realize it was on Hulu
when
too.
When you're done watching it, when done recording the show, actually, you're not doing anything right now. Go watch it now.
And I would still be louder than you on this podcast.
That's right. You'd be laughing.
Do any of you guys wear contact lenses?
I do.
No.
I wear one.
I've reached the point where my eyes tell me, fuck you, take these things out of your face. I can't see anything.
Is that why you went like this?
These things are coming out.
I took mine out before we recorded.
It's cool he's gotten this acclaim for his show Atlanta, but also I'd argue his album, I'm clicking on the name right now, but his album this year is probably one of the best albums of the year. So just talk about a multi-talented individual. So
one of the
album is amazing.
Right, I'm blanking on the name of it. I gotta look it up.
He's gonna be in Star Wars, right? He's gonna play Lando, right? Young Lando.
Mm-hmm. If it ever gets off the ground.
Well,
it's a hard pass for me.
They've now hired me to be director.
It has train wreck written all over it.
Well, thanks. But you know what? There's a lot of those kinds of things with Rogue One, and Rogue One turned out.
Rogue One was
Nick,
good.
Nick, how long is a parsec?
It's actually a unit of time.
Yeah, how long?
And I have no idea.
Are you using cheap saline solution?
Oh no, this is the expensive crap that like boils your contacts at night.
No, I don't boil mine anymore.
It doesn't boil. It's like the what is it?
Wait, boil it?
No, I make that. I say boiling, but you put it in the you put the solution in this little thing here.
Yeah.
And your contacts from this little guy with this crazy little disc at the top.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
And when you prop them in. Close it tight. I feel like we're watching Mr. Wizard right now. You can kind of see how it just starts
bubbling.
Oh, Jack used to do that when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember because one time I didn't rinse it out really. I just put it, I was tired. I went,
Yeah, it says on the package, do not put them in your eyes until.
I'm laying on the floor because I can't open my eye to get my eyes going. Why are you dying? Why are you dying? I go, my eyes burning.
Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah, do I look better? So anyway, I don't do that anymore. I just. Bucket.
The album title is "Awaken My Love" by Childish Gambino.
Eckhart Richter says, "Good Lord, Boston's mic sub is phallic AF."
Warm Taffy, rest in peace. That's a classic Warm Taffy movie.
No, actually, Warm Taffy would actually put that in.
Yeah, it would get down there.
So you're nobody right now, Chris. Put it in your mouth. Down it, firefighter.
Somebody sent me that that old perverted Batman clip. You guys have seen it, haven't you? Where, like, it's the scene at the end of Dark Knight Rises where she stabs him, you know, and he turns around and he's like, "But we totally had sex." You guys have not seen that? Oh, you guys have seen that? I'll send you a clip, Jay. You see, it's so funny. And he's like, I forget what.
Send to Jay. The rest of us don't fucking care.
No, I'll send it to you. It's hilarious, though. But, like, you know, he goes, "But you were sucking my dick. A lot. I mean, like, hard." You know, he's like,
I've already lost interest because I wasn't invited.
But it's so funny. No, yeah, anyway, he's like, "And in a weird order." And then you hear him in the background talking to Bane going, "It was ass to mouth to badge." You know, like, it's just like, what the hell? It's so just messed up.
Going to the chat here, Eckhart Richter says, "Why is Jack quiet? Is it the mic?" And then Nick says, "Yes, Jack's cables are weak or something. We've been giving him shit the whole time." Dennis says,
"Can you really not hear me?"
"A measure of distance, 1 parsec is approximately 3.26 light years." And Eckhart Richter then goes, "Well, how about instead of giving him shit, we give him some better equipment? The star of the show should have the best equipment."
Exactly.
Oh my God. How much?
Exactly. Jack.
I'm still not convinced Amazon. That Jack isn't Eckhart Richter. I'm still not convinced.
Has Jack been talking? I thought it was just us three.
Oh, Eckhart, are you listening to this? You see what I put up with?
He does sound better now.
He does. He does.
What do you mean now?
But it goes in and out. Like, I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Jack has probably the most modern equipment in his home because he needed to have a mixer because I got a mixer because I need a mixer too.
And well, the same thing. I went to have the same production.
If Jake gets one, I get one too.
Jay has a mixer. I want all the knobs and stuff. I want to look cool.
I wanted the same stuff, the same equipment. So it would.
I want all these twisty, turny knobs, but I don't want to learn how to play a voicemail.
I know how to play a voicemail now.
I think but let me edit a really complicated bit for 2 minutes in my Lexus.
You guys, I'm gonna run you guys over with my Lexus.
I do have to say that we have given an in proportional amount of shit to Jack in the last 2 episodes.
But you know what it is? I think they're
unproportional. Sorry.
I think if I'm in Utah next week, you might need to bring Matt on just to give Jack a break. I think
Jack, yeah.
I asked Matt to be on today.
If you're in Utah next week, because Dan kidnapped you and you're being buried alive.
Oh, wait a minute.
Man, I'll tell you. Like,
the Latter Day Cast, is this actually going to be a thing?
I'll tell you this, like, the Latter-day Saints, they don't drink a lot, but damn, they get their sweets right. Like, the cookies, they have pie shakes, which is a shake, but then they put a piece of pie into it and they blend it. Oh, good.
Hey, Chubby, if you want to fit into that Ghostbuster thing, I'd lay off the pie shakes.
Hey, don't worry about me. I've already lost 6 pounds since being in California, so I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
Not possible. Those saturated fats are going to kick in any day now.
I lost six pounds.
That's a big 6 pound shit or what? I mean, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I poop. I poop at least 3 times a day, so it doesn't take long for it to get out.
Dan even says he's going to be in Utah next week, so watch out, Jay.
damn.
But Park City is different, though, than the rest of Utah. Is that, you know, Park City has that license to actually serve alcohol and everything.
Yeah.
They serve near beer.
Near beer.
Where are you, Top Golf there? I've never done Top Golf, so that should be fun.
I don't even know what Top Golf is.
What is that?
So it's like a driving range, but they have like a digital readout. So basically, just kind of like shoot the ball as far as you can and kind of go, and it kind of gives a digital readout and stuff.
I don't know if you know what golf is, but you don't shoot the ball.
Well, hit the ball, whatever. I don't play golf.
Who's got a weapon? Of course.
But it's kind of like one of those things where you drink and just like fucking beat the shit out of the balls. It's fun. It could be a good time.
Eckhart says, "Top Golf blows." Sorry to burst your bubble. That's like the one thing Jay was looking forward to in Park City.
No. What I'm looking forward to is we're doing, like, you know, the bloody don't know. We're doing like we're doing hiking.
Please,
and shit
please
like
that. Finish the sentence.
Is that Dan's thing? Bloody.
Yeah, I was gonna say Dan's listening. Please come finish the sentence.
Bloody, I'm all in ears now.
Blood? Where's blood? There's gonna be blood. I want to be there. Well, I want blood.
I love. I know how to drain it properly. Now, drop in a drop. Leave no DNA behind.
Oh shit. So we have a pretty active chat here on the thing. Should we start the listener quiz game?
Yeah, let's do
it. The show. So, Jack, what are the rules of this game? I forget because we didn't do it last time.
You have to drink a drink, but I've already been drinking. So,
yeah, no, I probably no drink on this. I've already drinking my like triple or old fashioned.
I'm saying I need to get on the beer if we're gonna do that. I got.
But so what's basically it's first to four right wins. Is that the rules? Is that what it is?
How come I can't see the chat? What am I doing wrong here?
I don't know.
Do you have a separate window open? All you got to do is you just click the link and it's on the right. All right. Then let me go on. You go to the Facebook patrons group, click on the link that Colleen put up, and it should pop up.
Would I be in there twice, though? That's the problem.
I mean, other than
I'll read out the questions. Don't worry. I don't have my phone down here. Here, I got a 20 pence from London. Let's see who goes first.
How much is 20 pence?
Well, it's like 20 cents to or 20 of a pound. So 35 cents. I don't know what the conversion is. Maybe 40 cents. Anyway.
Oh,
double jack again. No. Double jack.
See that? See, that didn't work.
No, not that. You're going to the link for the. Oh, my God.
Here it is. JP's got it. JP said the chat volume is really low.
No, you click on the link, Jack, that's in the patrons group. Whatever.
Oh, I got to go to the patrons group.
The patrons group. Click on the.
Is he clicking the link to
the? Yeah, he's clicking the link. No, click the patrons group. Click on the YouTube link.
Ah, got it.
There you go.
I've done that before. I don't know why I was so confused. Sure, pick on old people. All right, now I see the chat.
There you go.
I need this mixer, guys. It'll make me really professional.
You're gone next week, Jay?
Okay. Oh, so while Jack gets the situation sorted in the chat, the chat starts thinking about questions for us. Jay, I watched episode 2 of Rick and Morty.
Okay, what'd you think of episode 2? That's the dog one, right?
It was fantastic.
Right?
I am quickly falling in love with this show. That was the dog / Inception episode.
Yep. Now, what network is it on?
It's on Adult Swim, but it's on the first two seasons are on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it until I found out women were writing on it.
Well, that's what's funny. Is like
I'm kidding.
This third season, there's been criticism. I've loved the third season. I thought the third season's fantastic.
Like they take their jokes to the point where you're like, okay. Like they made a 9/11 joke in episode 2. I was like, really? Like they went that way. Like there's the episode they're doing an Inception and like on some what's his name? Rick's math teacher, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they jump on the plane and they've got Morty. Rick's dressed up like with a head thing on and they like threatening they're going to take over the plane. I was like, oh my God. But it worked.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
Dan Bin Laden.
It's Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland. Dan Harmon from Community fame. If you, it's the same kind of, if you love Community, I think you love this and it's even more uninhibited than the Community was, but similar type themes, I think. But really, it's a really good show. I highly recommend it. But it's not the characters are like Rick's a pretty horrible person, so it's not like you know. Oh, don't so go into it. Thinking
is it based on you?
Sure, sure.
I will give that a shot after I finish Atlanta.
Okay. All right. So,
Dave, I don't have a VCR. All right. And I'm not even going to what
this Jack's VCR always blink 12 o'clock.
It does.
I trained on VCRs, okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay, in all fairness, I remember, Viv, because I have a pretty good memory, because I haven't blown away by smoking Mentos. When I was about 8 years old, I had to set up our VCR in our house, because Jack's like, I don't know, you figure it out.
Yeah.
So there, yeah. It's in all fairness, even when Jack was like in his 30s, he gave up on trying to figure out this stuff.
Because if I put the VCR channel on 3, does it record channel 2? Or so many weird.
Never mind. But I would have to set up, yeah, for like recording TV, like making sure the coax cable is going in and then to the TV. And then, yeah, it was. But yeah, I still have our VCR from. We've had this VCR forever. The same VCR we had in Santee.
My first Jackson. One I had for 20 years.
And then I inherited your VCR from when you were young. Yeah, that one lasted until, yeah.
The JVC.
Yeah, the JVC, but
cost me $1,000.
All right,
crazy.
Yep, but it last. Look how long it lasted, though.
But even adjusted for inflation, so $1,000. When did you buy it?
1981, 2, maybe something like that. I don't know.
Let's see. I will adjust for inflation, Jack. So 1981. You said
it's about $300.
So when
I used to have you when my first VCR used to have to adjust the thing to get each channel.
So Jack, you spending $1,000 in 1981 is equivalent to spending $2,700.
Oh, I was helping the economy. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. Even like an original Nintendo NES wasn't it like $110 when it came out? That's a lot of money.
Actually, I made $50 a month payment on it just to establish credit.
So let's see. NES came out in 1985. You said $110.
Yeah, I want to say it was. And then I remember like each game was like in between 15 and 20.
Oh yeah, it was. So $251. That's actually not bad considering the Switch. The Nintendo Switch is $299 for that gaming system. But yeah, Jack, you dropped a crap ton of money. You could have bought a house for $2,700 in 1980.
Not in California.
Yeah.
Dan in the chat says, we went from beta to Laserdisc to VHS, and I would kill to have a Laserdisc now. We know, Dan. We know.
Awesome.
Oh man! So you're talking about UHF to
Dan's starting to slip a little bit.
A little bit.
Pressure's he's starting to admit to his crimes.
He says, "Fuck." All right, so we're gonna do some
questions. Time, okay?
Questions from the chat.
So where's my 20 pence? All right, who wants to flip between two people first to see who goes first, or second, or third, fourth?
Hey, we didn't mention the verses. Oh, yeah.
We didn't actually have questions.
But we didn't talk about the
pizza verses. Won, because it's Jack loves arguing on the verses until he's paired with Jay, apparently. Whatever.
What the fuck are you talking
about? I just like it. I was the only one who actually wanted pizza.
Who put the Breaking Bad of him looking up on the roof with a pizza, saying nobody would do that?
We can check the tape. You're way more passionate when it's versus Jay. Just saying. All right. So
actually, I haven't really been passionate at all on any of these verses, to be fair.
So anyway, all right. So
the original recipe is people. I'm sorry. Dan just made a Soylent KFC joke, which is fantastic.
You gotta say though, it's people.
All right. Between. Nick in Boston, heads or tails?
They did not like the movie.
So all right, tails never fails. Let's go.
Did you? It is heads. So Nick wins.
What does he win?
Yeah, what do I win?
He's in the finals. All right, Jack, for you and I, call it. What do you want, heads or tails?
I'll take tails because it never wins.
Okay. It is heads. So now it's between Nick and I.
Way to go, Chris.
Nick, what do you want?
Heads.
It is heads. Nick is first. You get to pick the order, Nick.
Is there a tails on this fucking coin?
Did Jack say something? I'm gonna go. Let Jack go first.
All right. Okay.
All right. And then Boston second, me third, and Jay fourth.
All right. So first question. It's the first one to four questions right. So people in the audience, start asking your questions now.
Start asking your question. Who's winning the game between the Cowboys and whoever else they're playing?
Well, the Cowboys never win, so.
I should just make it three questions right because we don't want to be here all night.
We don't want to be here all night.
I'm going to drink my whiskey David. Cherries.
Bueller. I like okay, David. Here. What band founded in 1973 by guitarist Randy Rhoads and bassist Kelly Garney? Originally under the name Mach 1.
Jack has the first shot at this. I know it.
I'm shocking that I don't know it.
1973.
Shit.
Five. I'm drawing a blank. I'll say Grand Funk Railroad, but I know that was.
It's not Grand Funk Railroad.
No. Black Sabbath.
Nope.
Oh, so it'd be me now.
Yep,
ooh, Nick. I'm going to go with Boston.
Nope. It is Quiet Riot.
Randy Rhoads is in Quiet Riot?
Back in 73? Yep.
He was, I assume, he was the original guitarist in Quiet Riot before he joined. Oh, it wasn't Quiet Riot? Are you sure? I know he's the guitarist in Quiet Riot before he joined Ozzy.
I didn't think it'd be Quiet Riot.
Oh, no to Black Sabbath.
Quiet Riot. Okay, he's delayed. It's Quiet Riot.
Yes,
yes, Jay. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Remember, it's first to three, right? Who's got the next question?
That would be Boston. Me.
So Dan says, what two railroads built the Intercontinental Railroad?
Oh, come on.
He was just there, so he'd know.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. Pass.
Science. The Union Pacific and... crap.
No, crap is not it.
Yeah, it's not crap. I don't know. It's Union Pacific and something. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say
Short
Union,
line.
I'm going to say Union Pacific and Pennsylvania Railroad.
No.
Okay. Jack, you're up.
Union Pacific and what the fucking A? Why am I drawing a blank on this one? Union Pacific. I just watched them. I just watched the show. Union Pacific and.
Well, you were there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I put the last spike in.
Yeah, the golden spike. Yeah. Oh, he already answered. I think
he did.
Damn it, Dan.
Dan, you're really killing this trivia.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Dan.
Union Pacific and Union Pacific Railroad. Did I get it right?
You guys didn't.
Whatever. I guess Jack gets that because Dan fucking doesn't care about the goddamn game.
I would have gotten it right. Just
for sure. All right.
Way to murder the trivia, Dan.
Next question starts with
it,
Nick. What American group had the most number one singles in the 1960s? What American group had the most number one?
The Partridge Family.
That's a good one. American group. Okay. I don't know.
He couldn't hear Jax. He wasn't sure if he was playing.
Hey, I got a point. Shit. How many you have, Boston?
That's a good question.
Is it Boston next?
No, Boston.
No, it's me.
Janet Dean.
No. Yes, Jan Dean. Actually, that's a good question. Let's just say the Beach Boys. I don't think it is the Beach Boys, but why not?
All right, Beach Boys. Is Beach Boys the right answer? Dennis, let us know. He gave us an update on the football game, but Dennis, is he right or wrong? Don't give us the answer. Don't pull it, Dan.
Just say yes or no. No.
No, okay. Okay, I'm going to say the Four Seasons. Four Seasons.
That was my guess.
That's a good guess.
No. Okay, so it's up to Jack.
The Everly Brothers?
Ooh.
That was that's early 60s, though. Most of their hits were in the late 50s.
Yeah.
He said no.
Sonny and Cher.
No, again. It was a duo. So it wouldn't be the Monkees, I wouldn't think.
No. That was going to be my guess, is going to be the Monkees, actually. I'm going to say the Monkees.
Maybe. All right. Hey, we're the Monkees.
Who's the movie The Deep Throat? Who's the
star? Wait.
Sorry, I know that one.
That would be Jack.
That's right. actually, it would be
the Supremes.
Supremes. Thinking of them too.
Actually, better joke would have been Warm Taffy.
All right, next question. I believe this is to me. How many states does the Appalachian Trail travel through? Appalachian Trail. Is that the one that I'm thinking, like Oregon Trail? Does it go through Appalachia? I'm going to say, is it closest to you? I'm going to say 5 states. So we'll all have to answer this, probably 5 states, unless somebody gets it exactly right. So I'm going to say 5 states.
I say 6 states.
Okay. Boston?
13 states.
Okay. 12.
Okay.
Closest to.
So 5, 6, 13, 12. Who is closest?
It's either 12 or 13. I may have counted for an extra state in there.
Questions are coming too fast.
14 states.
14. Wow. So Boston gets the point.
Nice.
So far, Nick doesn't have one. So
I have a friend of mine who actually has, he's done the Appalachian Trail, and he's currently doing the Pacific Crest Trail.
How far is it to walk from Boston to Washington?
next question is...
Hold on real quick. Time out. If you go to jandjack.com/Amazon, and you can search for his book called The Appalachian Trials, and you can buy his book on Amazon. It's actually a really great read, even if you don't hike. My buddy Zach is hilarious, and he kind of recaps his entire trip.
Did he take your spot on the podcast one week?
He's not been on the podcast, but he recaps like the mental trials that you go through when you're doing what they call a through hike of the Appalachian Trail.
I have the next question, and the answer is Linda Lovelace.
No, actually, the next question for letting us all know. The next question is, what was the first thing bought and sold online?
Ooh, whose question is it?
It is Jack's question. That's not what the question was. No, it says, how many states is Appalachian Trail up to? And then C. Drake, what was the first thing bought and sold online? Jack, jump the gun. It's good to know the next question.
Hell, Drake. First thing bought online. Wow. First thing bought online, Linda Lovelace.
Boston's going to get the next one, hopefully.
Let's see.
This is Linda Lovelace.
What would be bought online? First thing bought online. A computer.
No. Computer. Is it a computer? No. Then it is Boston, Europe.
That would be a troll. The old troll dolls.
That's your answer?
Yes.
No.
That's literally why eBay was created.
Nick, you're up.
I'm going to say trading, like baseball cards.
Baseball cards, no. I'm going to say the Bible. Alexis.
That's a joke.
No, so we all got it wrong. What's the answer, C. Drake? It was an LA Charger playoff shirt.
That'd be worth a fortune.
A bag of weed in 1979. Okay.
They actually sold the San Diego Chargers online.
All right. The next question is bought for Boston. Got to go up. Who is the star of the movie Deep Throat? Boston.
Linda Lovelace.
Hey, Boston's the first with 2 points. Sorry, Jack. Next question from David Gott. What band was known as Rick and the Ravens before changing lineups and becoming famous?
I'm going to go with Rick James. I have no idea.
Rick James. David Gott, what do you got? Dead air. Come on, Gat. Waiting, waiting, waiting. We'll keep answering questions until maybe somebody's right. So,
he gave the answer.
David, you're not supposed to give the answer. We're gonna skip that one. We're not counting that question. Next question,
Moon.
So it doesn't go to, okay. Fine. So
Nick, it's your question
again. Oh, okay.
Well, Nick got it wrong.
Yeah.
Gave the answer. It's not fair.
I was going to say the Doors.
Dude, sure you were. Matt Trist, you're up. What filmmaker debuted in 1967 with Who's That Knocking on My Door?
What filmmaker?
Martin Scorsese.
It's a good guess. That was my guess.
In what year? What was the year?
67.
Yeah. Oh, 67.
Come on, Matt Trice. You got a question here. You gotta be around. Nick is correct.
Oh, wow.
Nicely done.
Right.
Nicely done.
Totally
Linda Lovelace. Started.
All right. Let's see.
I'm on the board.
Just trying to make sure I'm not missing the questions in order.
Oh, yeah. Sure,
okay,
sure.
Next question. Shit, hold on, where is it?
Oh, and just FYI, public service announcement, he mentions his name rhymes with priest, so it's Matt Trist.
Yeah, Matt Trist. Did I say a Trist? Matt Trist. JP, closest to how many proven victims was serial killer Luis Garavito held accountable for?
Oh, that's easy.
I'm first. I'm going to say 6.
I'm going to say 24. Dan's shooting for the record.
Boston, you're up.
I'm going to say...
Is 6 really a
103.
Wow. 103. Wow. Nick, you're up.
What's the question?
How many proven victims was serial killer Luis Garavito held accountable for?
Oh.
The JP won.
12.
12. All right, JP, who's right? Oh, 1? If it's 1, then I won.
That's not a serial killer.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Serial killers have killed multiple people. Yeah,
Dan would definitely argue with that.
Yeah, come on. 1? Anyone could be a serial killer with just 1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the answer is 138.
Oh, 138.
138. And Boston wins the question game.
Whoa,
that never happens.
Shot JR.
Broken clocks right twice a day.
Woo. So there you have it, folks.
Is this the first win for Boston?
I think so. I can't remember the first last time he's won.
Sue Ann's sister shot JR. I'm trying to remember. It was Bing Crosby's daughter. Whatever happened to her?
Thank you for everyone that participated.
Was it Crystal?
Favorite comment during it was Dan for that question was Dan gave the answer. That answer is one less than me. So JP said Christine shot JR.
Christine, not Crystal. Okay.
So,
but she was Bing Crosby's daughter.
So I think that's a good place to close out the show. Thank you for everybody participating in not only the chat, but also the question game to close out the show.
Kristen Shepherd, not Christine.
If you would like to participate in our normal show, give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Call anytime.
We have an email.
It's 385-309-0311. Call anytime with your questions, comments, and or theories. Also, send an email to jandjack@gmail.com. It's jandjack@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/jandjackgroup. If you'd like to become a patron, our show is supported by you, the listener. If you're watching this live right now, it is exclusive only to the patrons to watch live. So thank you to everybody watching this right now. And if you'd like to become a patron today, if you're listening to this on our Married Man Show feed, do so by going to jandjack.com, click on the patron link. I want to especially thank Eckhart Richter, Tack from Tokyo, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier.
Hey, you got it right.
You can actually get a letter carry on jandjack.com/Amazon.
If you do purchasing on things on Amazon, help out the show as well by using our link jandjack.com/Amazon. Anything you use when buying or buy while using that link a small percentage of that sale goes to the Jane Jack Production Fold. Also, if you want to subscribe to any of our shows, we have a lot of shows coming up for the fall season. We have Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We have Stranger Things with Jay, Jack, and Mike. We have Continuing Ramblecast. We have The Broadcast. The Amazing... Dancing with the Stars. Jack, Heather is coming back.
We get the mics working.
After
don't forget about the Ladder Cast, Latter Day Cast.
Don't forget about the Walking Dead.
TBD.
Too late. I already forgot about them.
Well, it's different people. It's
not... different people. If they can show up to their first meeting.
Different people or
completely different people.
No, I'm talking about the actual TV show.
Oh. I stopped listening a while ago.
That will do it for this live show. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye. See ya. Bye.